Over the last decade, student leaders at Duluth-Denfeld High School have made up the backbone of a serious effort to build greater unity and a deep combined sense of Hunter pride. Denfeld is the most diverse high school north of the Twin Cities and one of the most diverse schools in the state overall. As demographic trends in Duluth and other communities around the state have seen greater and greater socioeconomic segregation by adults and families by neighborhood and therefore in neighborhood schools, Denfeld High School has bucked that trend. This is due in large part to the enormous service area from which the schools draw students. Denfeld Hunter's territory extends from the edge of J. Cook Park in Fond du Lac through Gary, Morgan Park, West Duluth, Goat Hill, Central Hillside, and up to Duluth Heights and Piedmont. But for nearly a decade now, the Denfeld Link crew has done a tremendous job of helping those students from so many different backgrounds build a unified identity and school spirit. And the cornerstone of that effort has been Hunter Welcome. Hunter Welcome takes place the week before the start of school, when every incoming ninth grader is greeted by Denfeld juniors and seniors who lead the newcomers through a series of games and challenges that encourage them to work hard at school and get involved in student activities. And remember that wherever they go and however far they rise in life, they should always have Hunter pride. At this year's Hunter kickoff, the incoming Denfeld class of 2022 were addressed for a few minutes by the school's principal, Tonya Sconyers. Contributing KUMD producer J.P. Rehnquist, who works at Denfeld, was there to capture what she had to say. She talked to the incoming ninth graders about success, and perhaps surprisingly, she said that in addition to working hard in the classroom, the greatest predictor of achievement is being involved in sports, music, academic teams, and other extracurriculars. The more the better.
So, what I found is that if you participate in at least one activity during your high school career, 75% of kids graduate, 3 out of 4. If you participate in 2 activities during your high school career, 95% of you, all right, will graduate from high school. And graduation is the expectation, all right? We will do everything that we can to make sure that your needs are met here at Denfeld High School so that you can be successful. Successful here, and then successful when you step across that stage and graduate from Denfeld High School and go and live your life and do whatever you want to do. You all, please make sure that if there's anything that I can do as principal, I believe in you. I believe you will do well. You remember that cheer? I believe that they will win. I believe that you guys will be successful, and I believe you will graduate from Denfeld High School. So please, as Shane was saying, trust the process. Trust that we will make sure that you get what you need, and if you need anything, please ask, or we will be watching to see if we see anything that we can be helpful with. Have a great day. Have fun. Enjoy.
Denfeld High School Principal Tonya Sconyers addressing the incoming ninth grade class of 2022. In addition to what Sconyers said about extracurricular activities, the school has clarified its academic expectations for student activities in the 2018-19 school year. All students, regardless of overall GPA, will need to sit out of sports and other activities if they get an F on their report card, at least until they've taken a few weeks to turn things around. And this policy will be uniformly enforced for everyone, from starters to the practice squad. Superstars are not exempt. Tutoring help is available before, during, and after school for those who ask for it at Denfeld and most other area high schools as well. But school officials have urged students or their parents to ask for help at the first sign of difficulty and not to wait until the last minute to get it. Thanks to KUMD's J.P. Rehnquist for bringing us that back-to-school update.